And now, from Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week.
It's the Big Fat Football Quiz with Leicester Till I Die TV.
So you think you know your football?
Well, let's see.
Fox fans, how the devil are we? I am here. I just pressed the wrong button. Let me get rid of that. How are we doing? It's the second one tonight. You know I'm never good with sloppy seconds. But it is the Big Fat Football Quiz. And I am your big, fat, useless host. And for the second time tonight, it's Manchester City. So, Charlie, are you ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
This is Leicester Till I Die TV. Watch and subscribe on YouTube and listen on your podcast platform.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here. Now be sure to watch Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV by subscribing on YouTube and following them on social media for all the latest Leicester City news and information. Come on, you foxes!
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Well, I think I'm alive. After that introduction, who knows? But I think I've got it right. It's Leicester Till I Die TV. How the devil are we all? Very well, I hope. You can find us now live on Facebook, Leicester Till I Die The Group, Twitter at Leicester TID, and YouTube, Leicester Till I Die TV. And if you are on YouTube, please, please give my buttons a tweak. I couldn't work my buttons out earlier. Hopefully, you can and help me. But let's bring him in. He's been with me from the start. He's the man that's got all the answers, basically because he set all the questions. It is Leicester Till I Die's answer to Michael Barrymore. Hello, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, he's alive.
He was alive. Yeah. Not sure. I might be safer with one of the dead ones, to be honest.
Did your swimming pool lately, sir?
Yeah. Moving on. Lawyers are watching.
Allegedly. Welcome back. You look so much better than last week's question master.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, I've been away and had a little spruce up and so
a quick walk down with the Daily Mail. That's what we like to see.
Indeed.
Well, there's no pressure on this guy. I mean, it was bad enough the fact that we are looking at a rerun of the Champions League between Chelsea and Man City tonight. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Ankit from Chelsea came on earlier, not only did he go to the top of the table, but he had three questions that he didn't get right, only three, and he had two lifelines left. No pressure then, Charlie. Good evening.
Good evening.
I saw you boogieing away there to the theme music.
Good intro.
Thank you very much, sir. Give him an extra point straight away. Right. So, it is the ninth one, but we will very quickly run through the rules again. You've got to be on camera as you are. answers. There isn't a time limit on the answers, but if it does go on for, you know, too long, we will sort of time you out. So you've got 20 questions with a maximum of 60 points. You'll finish with 10 home questions about Manchester City that are worth 2 points each. In the middle, you get 5 away general football questions worth 3 points each. And you'll also, at the start, to start you off, get the hard ones, 5 Leicester City questions, which are worth 5 points each. But he also gets 3 lifelines, doesn't he, Michael?
He does indeed.
Do you want to explain those?
So, 3 lifelines. 2 of them are worth something. The other one is ask Chris.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, so you've got ask Chris. As I say, you know you could possibly use that on the Leicester City questions, although he has got a couple wrong, so he's not infallible. You've also got a second guess. So if you're torn between 2 answers, you do have a second guess. Or you can bring on a sub. If you don't like the question, there's a sub question in each category that you can go for instead.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously, Ankit there looking into check that you're not going to knock him off the top. He's a bit worried already, but he did trick us into thinking he wasn't as good as he actually was. And I think he got more or less the questions right than I did. But here we go. Are you ready to go, Charlie?
Yeah, let's do it.
Before you start, and I should very rude and remiss of me, your link is in the YouTube description below, but just shout out your channels and where people can find you.
Yeah, so at MCFC Hibs on Twitter, you can see it down below there, and Dugout Daily on YouTube.
There we go. That's where you can find young man. Right. Craig, I'll hand it over to you, sir.
Well, Charlie, you are our youngest competitor that we've had, but I'm going to treat you like all of the rest. So, you know, I'm sure that's how you'd want to be treated. So you're going to get the same standard of questions. Although, you know, with the last lot of questions that Ankit got, I think I might need to up the standard, to be honest. But anyway, let's start you off with the Leicester City questions, which are worth 5 points each. You have your lifelines, obviously, including Ask Chris. So let's get into it.
All I will say is I got my Ask Chris wrong early with Ankit.
Yeah. Okay, question number 1. What were Leicester originally called when they were formed in 1884?
No idea. I'm going to ask Chris. Go on.
Okay. It's never too early to use your lifeline, and it's a better one that because I do know this one. Although having said that, I say that I'll Jeremy Clarkson and I'll get it wrong. I do believe it was actually Lester Foss.
It was indeed Lester Foss. Yep.
Yes.
So that puts you on the board, Charlie.
Yep.
Okay. Question number 2. From which club did Lester sign Johnny Evans in 2018?
West Brom.
Much more confident answer there. Well done. That is correct. Well done. Question number 3. Leicester played QPR in a pre-season friendly on Saturday, but what was the final score?
3-3.
It was indeed.
You are making these questions too easy.
He's not a Leicester fan, you know.
Yeah. Ankit's getting worried now. He's sweating. I can see.
Do you know the score of Man City's friendly at the weekend, Chris?
No.
There you go.
I do know Arsenal lost last night.
I think they beat Barnsley 4-0.
Yeah.
There we go.
You don't need Harry Kane and Grealish.
Question number 4. Who was the last player Leicester City bought from Manchester City?
Not sure. What are my other 2 lifelines? Sorry.
You can either switch the question or you've got a second guess, but that does require you to have a first guess.
Yeah. We'll switch the question.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. The answer to that, by the way, was Kelechi Iheanacho.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I got that wrong.
You didn't get that either, Chris. What did you go for? Paul Dickov?
Yeah, I was thinking Paul Dickov. I forgot Kelechi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, the sub-question is, Leicester have featured in European competitions 5 times, but which club have knocked them out of those competitions 3 times? They've been knocked out of the competitions 3 times by the same club.
Is it? I'll go Slavia Prague.
No, that's incorrect. You can use your other lifeline or you can save that one.
Save it.
Yeah. It was actually Atletico Madrid. They knocked Leicester out of the European Cup Winners' Cup in 61-62, the UEFA Cup in 97-98, and the Champions League in 16-17.
Although they did do it with the help of a bent referee in 97-98.
Allegedly, Chris, allegedly.
I don't think he actually ever reffed again after that game, did he?
I'm not sure he did.
No.
Okay, your final question in this round. 2 players in the current Leicester squad played in every game of their title-winning season 2015-16. Kasper Schmeichel is one of them. Can you name the other?
Wes Morgan?
No, Wes Morgan would have been last season, but unfortunately he's retired, so he doesn't count. He's not in the squad this year. That's unlucky. Mm-hmm. But you do have a second guess if you want to use it.
Yeah. Jamie Vardy.
Unfortunately, that's not correct. He quite wrongly, I'll say, got sent off against West Ham. And then he missed 3 games towards the end of the season. It was actually Mark Albrighton.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Again, Charlie, I wouldn't have got that. I would have said Morgan. I've got to be honest with you. I would have probably gone Morgan as well. So
he's not in the current squad. So
did you say current squad?
Yep. 2 players in the current Leicester squad.
Now I'll let you off. It's But the funny thing is, I don't know if you're the same, Charlie, is that when you think of the answer, you forget part of the question.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like you were, like, well, yeah, Morgan, it must have been. And then you forget that he's not. Before you just do the score, let's see how people have been doing it. Box is saying, not here to rub it in. You watch as always, so come on. Ankit, yeah, I think you might be, actually, you know. let's have a look then. Box, yeah, he went Foss. That was the... And for a non-Leicester fan, that was a hard one to get. Bankit got and Bankit. I'm marrying Box and Ankit there, aren't I? It's been a long day, believe you me. He got Foss. Box went 3-3. Ankit didn't know that one, but Box did know Iheanacho. I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah,
completely forgot. Mares said Ankit, but it was the other way around. I think we're buying back, though, you know. TM, the Spurs fan, is back. Welcome back, TM. Box and Ankit both went Atletico Madrid. Yeah, we really seriously do hate them. Box said Mark Albrighton, and he also said he should have had an England call-up by now. Think his time has gone, but yes, yeah. He should have done. And Ankit says I'd have used my lifelines there for once. So yeah, nothing to be ashamed of there at all.
No,
a respectable score for the away questions, Charlie. How did he do, Craig?
Definitely, he got 3 right by using one of the lifelines as well. Used all lifelines, I must say there. But you've got 15 points, which is a very decent start.
You're halfway to not being bottom. So, right. So you're ready for the general ones, Charlie?
Let's do it.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So 5 questions and 3 points for each one.
Yeah.
Question number one. Who has replaced Sam Allardyce as West Brom manager following their relegation to the Championship?
Oh, no. Oh, who is it now?
I can see Chris's face as well. It's similar to yours.
As soon as you say it, but yeah. I was reading about it the other day.
Is it Ismail, I think his name is, the former Barnsley manager?
Well, the answer I've got is ex-Barnsley manager Valerian Ismail. So, yes, it is. Well done.
New world. That was excellent there.
You dug that one out from the back of your brain somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say Scott Parker, but he went Bournemouth, didn't he?
He did. West Brom. He did indeed. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. And we allow the pronunciations, don't we?
Yeah, and to be fair, that was pretty close to me.
That was close. That was all spot on.
It's probably better than you would have done, Chris.
It's a lot better. I let's face it, I struggle with English players. No.
Okay, question number two. Which of the following Premier League grounds has the largest capacity? Everton's Goodison Park, Leeds Ellen Road, or Chelsea's Stamford Bridge?
Stamford Bridge.
Goodison Park has 39,400. Ellen Road has 37,800. Stamford Bridge has 40,800. So it's 1,400 bigger than Goodison Park. You are correct. Well done. Question number three. Which team are the current Portuguese champions?
Sporting Lisbon.
That is correct and very confidently said as well.
Well, I wouldn't have even had time to click the clock there if we had one.
Question number four, going very well. Which Premier League team has Ashley Young signed for after spending the last 18 months with Inter Milan?
I don't know. I'm just going to guess Watford. I have no idea.
It looked for a long time like he was going to go to Watford, but it was actually he ended up signing for Aston Villa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's also rumoured about him going to Burnley as well.
Yeah.
Or was he like Claret and Blue?
Yeah, I think Burnley have been rumoured with almost as many players as us, but they haven't signed anyone yet, I don't think. I'm sure Dan will be able to tell us if they've spent more than $1 million.
I think they have, but I think it was somebody insignificant.
Okay, question number five. Who was the oldest player in England's Euro 2020 squad?
I'll go Jordan Henderson.
Jordan Henderson is 19 days younger than Kyle Walker. They're both 31.
Oh, that was unfortunate.
It was a decent guess, but your very own Kyle Walker.
I would never have got anywhere near that because, as Charlie will tell you, I am totally useless with ages.
Yes, indeed.
Having made him younger than he actually was the other week. I'm sure Ankit is using copy and paste here because he's gone for the right spelling with his mail. He does sound like a Bond villain, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Can you imagine him sat in the manager's office with a white cat just stroking it, you know? And I had to be careful how I did that high enough.
You did, didn't you? Yeah.
Let's have a look what we've got. Box went for Ellen Road, so Box would have actually got that one wrong. I don't think Ankit went for that one, actually. So, surprisingly, being a Chelsea fan. No. Box said Aston Villa. He also said Walker. And he said Sporting Lisbon below that as well. Ankit says it was a tough round, that. But, hey, again, a good showing.
Yeah, it was very decent. Another 9 points added to your total. So, with my rudimentary CSE maths, I make that 24.
I think you're right. I've got a calculator here.
Excellent.
Right, sir. Are you ready for your home questions?
Let's do it.
Yep. Okay. Question number one of your 10 Chelsea questions. Man City questions. Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That would be, yeah, that would be really difficult for
him. Okay, question number one. The team that would become Manchester City were founded in 1880 under which name?
St. Mark's.
It is St. Mark's, brackets, West Gorton. We'll give you the St. Mark's for that. Well done. 2 points on the board.
Well done.
Question number two. Which manager signed Kevin De Bruyne for Man City?
Manuel Pellegrini.
Did you know how much you paid for him?
£54 million.
According to what I read earlier, £68 million. But worth every penny.
100%.
Yeah. Question number three. In the 5-2 home defeat by Leicester last season, I'd mention it, Riyad Mahrez opened the scoring in the fourth minute, but who got Manchester City's second goal in the 84th minute?
Nathan Ake.
He did indeed. I think it's what's described as a consolation goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a few penalties that day.
We did get just the three. Yeah.
On
the front. Yeah. Question number four, going very well. Mm-hmm. In last season's Champions League, Man City won their group with relative ease, but which team did they beat in the first knockout phase of the competition known as the Round of 16?
Borussia Mönchengladbach.
They did indeed.
This 4-0 aggregate.
Going very well.
I think we could have... We've got two people that have got all the questions right on their home team. I think we could have a third one here.
We could indeed. Question number five. In the 2019 FA Cup final, Man City matched the record margin of victory in FA Cup final history when they defeated Watford 6-0. But what was the score at half-time?
4-0, I think.
It was 2-0.
Oh.
Goals from David Silva and Jesus. You got the wrong half.
Yeah.
That was Chris bigging you up for a full house. I blame Chris.
Well, sorry. I jinxed it, didn't I?
Okay, question six. Talking of David Silva, during his 10 years at the club, he has become a Premier League legend. But from which club was he purchased in 2010?
Valencia.
That is correct. Well done. Now, this is a long question. The start of Man City's revival is often referred to as being the 1999 second division playoff final against Gillingham, which City won on penalties after a 2-2 draw, with City coming back from two goals down with two goals in the 90th and 95th minute, followed by a goalless period of extra time. But who was the penalty-saving hero of that shootout, saving two penalties in a 3-1 victory?
Nicky Weaver.
The Man City legend that is Nicky Weaver. Well done.
The answer is a lot quicker than the question.
Yeah. I know they are indeed. Yeah. Now, I'm sure you've seen a few of these, so you know this question's coming. So we'll see if you've done your research. According to the Premier League website, which of the following players played the most Premier League minutes last season? Kyle Walker, Riyad Mahrez, or John Stones?
Riyad Mahrez.
You said that far too confidently. John Stones played 1,934. Kyle Walker played 1,946. Riyad Mahrez played 1,954. So it was Riyad Mahrez. 20 minutes between all three of them in terms of pitch time.
I'm glad I've not got a clock because I really wouldn't need it.
Question nine, rattling through these. Have you got a bedtime? Is that what it is?
Oh!
I was on about
we'll
you.
We'll get him back for you, Charlie. We'll get him back.
You, Chris. I know you
have I've got a bed. I'm past my bedtime. Yeah. I've got my steridant here for putting my teeth in a minute.
Okay, question number nine. Sergio Aguero is by far Man City's top Premier League scorer with 184. But what player is second on that list with 78?
Is it Edin Dzeko?
I asked that question to my lad earlier today, and he said exactly the same. And he was wrong as well, unfortunately. It's Raheem Sterling.
Oh, yeah, I should have got that.
You love doing that, don't you, Greg? Just dragging the tension out there.
Okay, finally, your trauma's over, almost. Question 10. Who were the opponents in the first competitive, and that's the important word, competitive match played at Man City's new ground, the City of Manchester Stadium, on the 14th of August, 2003?
Is it Charlton?
No, it wasn't Charlton. It was TNS of Wales in a UEFA Cup qualifying match, which you won 5-0.
I mean that would have been brilliant if you got that one. But hey, again, Charlie, some great answers and very quickly and confidently answered.
Very well done. Yes.
You know, I mean,
if you know it, you know it.
Exactly. I think we should watch that one back and just see how quick and questions can be answered. Sorry, Reese, if you're watching, but we'll just have a look at some of the questions here. Let's just go back. And we've got here Munsey. Well, Munsey's saying when we're going to have him on the. Just dropped my pen. When we're going to have him on the show? You've not said who you support yet, Munsey. I have a feeling I know. Right, so let's see if anybody... We've got a few Pellegrinis there. Box and Doug. Good evening, Doug. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, you're no longer top, Doug. Sorry, mate. Did you jump off the out the balcony, off the window, or whatever they say? You might have done. Oki said Munsey. I think he means Aki. Nathan Aki said the... Dead Doug, Chelsea asked you questions. Box went 3-0 and it was 2-0, but again, Doug got it. Valencia, yeah, a couple went for Valencia. Nicky Weaver, a couple of them got Nicky Weaver there. What happened to him? John Stones went for by Doug, and that was wrong. Mahrez, yep, he got that correct. What are we saying? I've just lost that comment. Ankit says, Craig, you're funny too. Just 2 a.m. here and I'm watching along. Congratulations to Charlie here for off a Spurs fan.
I know.
She won't be saying that if Kane disappears. I don't know what happened to him today. I know we were looking for a Where's Wally earlier, but don't know if he turned up at your training ground, Charlie. I'm not going to say what Ankit's done there because I think he's actually preempted where you may have finished. But I'll tell you what, I've not added it up yet, but I've got a feeling it's going to be reasonably close.
I'll tell you what question I should have thrown in there. Whatever happened to financial fair play?
Ooh.
That would have been it. Yeah.
Oh, and is that the same financial fair play that we got done with when we got promoted?
No, it's different. This is 200 million on two players if you get them. But you're going to take some stopping if you get both of them. That's for sure next season.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I might have to go back on my prediction that Chelsea are going to win it next season.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky. Mate. Yeah, I'll tell you what. One thing, I'm surprised nobody's come in for Bernardo Silva. I am surprised at that because he got less and less game time last season. And I think you'll need to get some kind of money in from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you did very well there again.
Oh, that's where they get it from, isn't it?
Yeah. 7 correct, 14 points. That gives you a total of 38, which is a very, very good score. Well done, Charlie.
It is. Very well done, sir. And you were very confident and very quick with your answers. Yeah. Let's see, Charlie, where that's put you. Unfortunately, Ankit is safe, but 38 will put you... Oh, joint fourth with Tottenham and Tommy Talks Ball TV. Oh, it's getting tight around that high 38. So I'm not sure how my graphic will work with that, but we'll see later. So we'll call you fourth for now. We'll call you fourth for now
on goal difference.
On alphabetical order. Charlie A, well done, mate. Well done. Hope you got on all right at your football practice earlier. You've done a lot better than, you're enforcing a lot better than us. Some great and really quick and confident answers. I would not be that confident. Craig would be, but I wouldn't be. But
no, you did well done, there, Charlie. Mate.
A very, very respectable fourth equal. Before you go, just again, give out your channels where people can get hold of you.
Yep, just Dugout Daily on YouTube and MCFC Hibs on Twitter.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Charlie. All the best, mate. Thanks for coming on. You did really, really well. And we'll get Craig on doing it soon. I think I'll get everybody to post a question in for him. That'll be interesting. Yeah. Post. That showed my age, didn't it? Put your answers on the back of a postcard and send them in. Charlie, thanks very much, mate. I'm no doubt I will see you around one of the chats at some point. Take care, mate. Stay safe and well
Thank
done.
You.
Cheers, Charlie. Well done.
Cheers. See you in a bit.
See you later. Well, I tell you what, that was impressive.
Yeah, he did really well. Did really well there. I think it turned out that he didn't really need his lifelines. I thought he used them all up a little bit early, but he did really well. That was 38, a very reasonable score.
Yes. Ankit says here, I got lucky, but Chelsea questions, I was confident. He did very well with those. Box, poor Reece is in the relegation zone. Poor Reece is going to be in the Leicester Till I Die Big Fat Conference League next season. I think we can say that. Goal difference is time taken, says Ankit. I tell you what, mate, if you want to go back in time, how quickly those two did, you get back to me, mate. Because
I can tell you exactly. Tommy.
Can you?
Tommy probably took the longest because he had a good old think on a few questions, if I remember rightly, and Charlie rattled through them there.
So we're giving Charlie fourth on time.
On time, yeah, like they do on show jumping and all that malarkey.
Fair enough. I'll see what my how it works out when I add the figures in.
Yeah, you can tell Tommy that.
Munsey is so confident here. I'll do better than Reece. We might hold you to that. Well, to be honest with you, That's it for now, in fairness, isn't it, Barry?
It is for now, but we do have a few lined up, even someone from the a championship. Is it championship? I think a League One club wants to have a crack. So
I'm waiting to hear. I haven't heard that, but that's the end of the first nine. And in fairness to us here at Leicester Till I Die, we were going to have a nice quiet summer, weren't we?
We were indeed. I remember you telling me you were going to do none on the Euros.
I wasn't.
How did that go?
Didn't go very well at all. No. You know what it's like. You know what it's like. A bit of fame and a bit of airtime. And I'm a YouTube whore. That's all I'll say.
We had the idea of the quiz, and I think it's gone down really well. So
I think it has. Yeah. We will get more teams on, and Nunzi, we will come back to you. We want to try and get a few of the the teams that we haven't had on yet. First of all, we've got the Newcastles, the Villas, and like I say, some lower league clubs, and some conference clubs like Coventry and what have you. but this week, because Leicester. You may know we are in Community Shield on Saturday, and we're playing Villarreal on Wednesday. And I do apologise to Ray, another Man City fan. He wanted to do a preview on Wednesday. So can you do a preview on Wednesday at 9? I went, yeah, might be a bit busy then, mate. Off time in the biggest friendly we've had this pre-season. So we've got that. But we're always open to people wanting to contact us, especially, like I say, if you haven't had a go before, you know, if it's a team that we haven't had on, because we've got to test Craig with these questions, haven't we, Craig?
We have. To be fair, I'm learning a lot about all these clubs, so it's hard work, but it's enjoyable too.
It's hard work, but it was your idea.
It was indeed. I take full responsibility.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way. Mad, how you doing, mate? I'm good. I think Craig is.
I'm good. Thanks, Mad.
Brilliant. And we will fit it in at some point, because there will be days when there's no matches, so, or weeks when there's no matches. Craig, I may bump into you down at Wembley.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'll let's see if we can try and make sure we bump into each other. But
I don't know if my shirt will be here on time or not. I ordered it in May. Yeah, if you see a guy with that, just not naked, but a sandwich board, advertising Leicester till I die. I ordered it in May, and I think they've only just sent it out. So
I think they had to get some extra material, Chris.
Yeah, probably. Exactly. And I'll probably get the away kit before I get the home kit at this rate.
Yeah, I quite like the away kit. It's not bad.
You know what I'm like with kits? I've spent so much money. I'm not working and I'm spending more money than when I worked. But I said to my son, I went, you know what? I said, I'm not working now. So I've really, really, really got to cut back on buying these shirts. I said, it's always the blue one. So I'm going to give the blue a miss this season and wait, because we're doing all these different colours. And the blue one came out so different, I had to buy it. And then they went and did a green one, which we'd never had before. So if I end up on the streets, or you ever see me on Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away, I will blame Leicester City.
I'll have to have an auction of all your shirts, Chris.
Yeah, this is what it would be. I certainly won't go cold, will I? But anyway, I will hopefully bump into you maybe down there at the stadium on the Saturday, and enjoy the Villarreal match. Are you going?
I am indeed. Yeah, I'll be there having a look, see how we're improving after the. I saw us at Burton, so it'll be interesting to see how we've improved in the last couple of games.
Do you know what? It's got to be great. The thought, you've got to be thinking, you're going back to the King Power.
Yeah, I mean, luckily I was lucky enough to go for the Spurs game. Unfortunately, that result didn't go our way. So hopefully this will be a little bit more enjoyable and the start of a great season to come.
And let's hope if it goes to penalties that we don't have De Gea in the squad. Craig, enjoy it. All the best to you and you. I know you go with your family. Enjoy it on Wednesday.
Cool.
Have a great time down the King Power. Give an extra shout out for me.
I will do. And thanks again, Chris.
Well, the song Leicester Till I Die. I expect to hear it at some point, and I'll know you started it.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. All the best.
I'll see you soon. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks to Craig. Like I say, literally his idea, and he does so well with those questions. He keeps digging them out. We're back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It's myself, and we haven't got Michael Barrymore with us tomorrow. We have got Ant from Ant's Leicester Fan Channel. So a couple of fan channels from Leicester getting together, which is great. It's nice. We're all doing the same thing. We're all supporting the same team. We should be supporting each other. So Ant, he was on the other week, if you remember. We did the stadium review, talking about the new plans for the stadium. He's back tomorrow, 7 o'clock, when we will be doing Ant's Leicester Fan Channel. He'll be joining us to look at last season and look ahead to next season. So that's going to be interesting. This is still on the YouTube site, still in date at the moment. Nothing's changed from what we've said. Fabrizio Romano, 30-minute interview, who we've been linked with and who's been linked with leaving us. And it was in conjunction with the ME Group, which is Matt Elliott's ME Education, ME Sports in the Community, ME Sports, and ME Memorabilia and Merchandise. And watch this space. Your contact details are there. We are going to be doing a really, really, really exciting tie-up with Leicester Till I Die. and the ME group that will be coming soon. So thanks very much. All our shows, if you want to watch it back, YouTube, go over, give us a subscribe. We are about 140 odd off getting to the 1,000. So any subscriptions on YouTube would be greatly, really, really appreciated. I can't say that strong enough. It would really help us as a group and myself to, if we can get to that 1,000. If you want to listen to us rather than watch us, and I can't believe that you wouldn't want to sort of see the old Silver Fox Craig on camera, but if you want to listen to his dulcet tones instead, you can get us on all the main podcast platforms: Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google, Podcast Addict, and Anchor, to name just half a dozen. See you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Looking back and looking forward, it's all about Leicester City. Good night. Stay
Hello,
safe.
Hello, Matt Elliott here. Be sure to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and follow all their social media platforms for the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Suggestions or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.